This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith narrated in Bukhari, "Every one of you is a shepherd and responsible for his flock. The leader of the people is a guardian and responsible for his subjects. A man is the guardian of his family and is responsible for his subjects. A woman is the guardian of her husband's home and of his children and is responsible for them. And the slave of a man is a guardian of his master's property and is responsible for it. Surely every one of you is a shepherd and responsible for his flock." 3 points we want to take from this. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established the foundation of responsibility, that it is important to know that you will have a level of responsibility. As a man, responsibility should be something that is in your mind and in your vocabulary even when it comes to something that you don't want to do. Responsibility is doing what needs to be done with diligence. And we have an explanation of that in our curriculum. Doing what needs to be done. You know it needs to be done, not what you want to do, because there will be things in life that you don't want to do, but it needs to be done. And the fact that you do it is an aspect of masculinity, because a man stands up and does what needs to be done. He gets out and does what he needs to do. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. Responsible for his flock. Someone's right is someone else's responsibility. Your wife has rights, therefore it's a husband's responsibility to provide for her, to take care of her. Your children have rights to know Allah. It's your responsibility as a father. Your parents have rights. It's a responsibility as a son to take care of your mother when dad is not around. And if they're divorced or something of that nature, you need to step up and see how you can help your mother. But here the Prophet ﷺ, and that's preparing you to be a future leader, a future husband. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the leader of the people is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. The leader of a people, he's talking about al-imam. The imam, the leader of a community, the leader of a house, the leader of his entrepreneurial endeavor. He's responsible for his subjects. He has to answer to them as they have to answer to him, but he has to serve them. And it's important that the leader understands that he is serving his constituents, his people, the people that are under his authority. And he says, a man is the guardian of his family and is responsible for his subjects. Now he's getting a little more, he's explaining now and giving examples, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a man is responsible for his subjects. A woman is the guardian of her husband's home and is his children and is responsible for them. And here he's showing the components of the family. You know, many times we may argue nowadays or even debate the fact of the husband and the wife's role, quote unquote. When we use the word role, it is an honor in Islam, because this is the way that you worship Allah. We should never shy away from the term housewife. This is not a degrading term. It is a commendable, honorable title. Why? Because this woman, this female, this mother of my children, my wife, one of the most honorable positions is for her to nurture the future legacy. When you see someone that has good character, you know, as they say, they were raised right. So if someone is at home while her husband is out working and he's providing for his family, which is an aspect of leadership, which is an aspect of being responsible, she is at home being responsible for the children. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a woman is a guardian of her husband's home and of his children and is responsible for them, because he is the ultimate leader of the family, and she is someone that is there to take care of the family. Each one of them has their prescribed roles. None of them is degrading. None of them are degrading. He says, and the slave of a man is a guardian of his master's property and is responsible for it. Surely every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. So firstly, we understand the importance of responsibility, that it is God ordained, that God has chosen for you this particular gender and this particular responsibilities with this gender and what it entails. The second is the concept of accountability, that everyone will be asked. And that's why I said mas'ulun an ra'iyati, and they will be asked about their constituents, and they're responsible for it. So when you're responsible for something, means that you have to fulfill the task that is at hand, for you will be asked about it. And generally in this life, we will be asked about what we have done in this life. And within this life, there are certain responsibilities and certain things that we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to individuals for. And lastly, the importance of taking on some type of leadership. You as a young man, practice leadership, leading your own the own things in your home. You know, taking responsibility for the your whether it's your game console, your car, your clothes, taking responsibility to clean them, to look after them, and not leaving it to someone else. For you will grow up and you will have to be held accountable for certain things in your life. So when we're talking about masculinity, it's important to understand responsibility and accountability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us leaders on this earth that embody masculinity. For verily, leadership is influence. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.